Let us pay homage to the Buddha, the fully enlightened one. Namo Tassa. Together. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. I'm glad to see all of you in this retreat. Today, I will introduce all of you the teachings of the Buddha. The Buddha appeared in the world after realizing the truth. After realizing the truth, he became an enlightened one. Knowing and seeing the truth can make an end of suffering. Everybody in the world, they all have their life problems.
每个众生在这个世界呢，都是有问题或者有某种的苦。
How about all of you?
那么，再来问你们是否有苦呢？
Have you? Or have you not? Don't you want to solve your life problem?
你们要解决这个生活上的苦吗？
If we don't know, if we don't see the truth, we cannot solve our life problem.
如果我们不能见到生活人生的真谛呢，那么我们就不能解决或者离这个苦。
Knowing and seeing the truth is to solve our problem.
通过呢见到这个真理呢，开悟呢，才能解决我们的这个苦。
After Buddha appeared, as he realized the Dhamma, the truth, he taught the Dhamma to all of us to know and to see the truth.
佛陀证等正觉之后呢，他就弘法给我们众生。
Do you want to know the truth?
大家要知道什么是真理吗？
How many truths are there?
有几个所谓的真理，有几个？
There are two truths, conventional truth and ultimate truth. truth.
有两个所谓的 ultimate truth and conventional truth， 就是说，概念法跟正式法。
Which truth do you know already？Which truth do you know already？
说哪一个是所谓的那个真理呢？
Do you know what you know？ Do you know man？ Do you know woman？ Yes. Do you know your father？You know your mother. There is mother. There is father. There is sisters. There is wife and husband. It is from the conventional point of view. It is conventional truth.
所谓的好像我们的亲戚、母亲、兄弟、哥哥、姐姐、妹妹之类这些的名词呢？都是属于概念法。
So, you can say that you know one of the truth. What is? That is conventional truth.
那么这样呢，你可以说你是有了解到这个真理，但是你只是了解到所谓的概念法。
For about our communication, for easy communication, conventional usage, conventional truth is very helpful.
我们的谈话呢，讲话之类呢，也是为了方便沟通，这个也是所谓的概念法。
But just by knowing the conventional truth,You cannot solve your life problem.
如果单单只是知道这个概念法呢，并不能解决我们的苦。
Ultimate truth is the truth that goes beyond the conventional truth.
那么ultimate truth 呢，就是究竟法呢，它是超越了所谓的概念法。
Can you know conventional truth?
你们知道什么是conventional truth， 就是说概念法。
Can you?
你们知道吗？你们知道吗？
Can you see conventional truth?
可以看到吗？这个概念法。
You can or you can't?
能还是不能？
You can see men, you can see women, you can see your father, your mother. So you can see buildings, mountains. So these are conventional truth. That's why you can know, you can see, you can hear them.
我们看到男的、女的、父母、其他东西呢，我们可以说知道这个概念法。
The more you rely on conventional truth, the more you attach them.
那么你越多了解，越多接触这概念法呢，你对一个这事情上的东西呢，也就越来越
执着。As I told all of you, ultimate truth is the truth that goes beyond the conventional truth.
那么 ultimate truth 呢，究竟法呢，它是超越了这个所谓的概念法。
Even though you can see conventional truth with your naked eyes, you can't see.Ultimate truth with the naked eye.
虽然我们可以用肉眼来看到所谓的概念法， 但是我们的重点不能参照究竟法。
In the same way, even though you can hear conventional truth with your ear, you can't hear the ultimate truth with your ear.
比如说我们可以用耳朵听到声音，所谓的概念法，但是我们不能用耳朵来听到所谓的究竟法。
Do you want to know? Do you want to see the ultimate truth?
你们要知道，你们要领悟到什么是究竟法吗？
Yes, this is our highest goal.
这是我们的最高的所追求的目标。
When you know the truth, you see everything the same.
如果你了解了这个究竟法，你看外境的东西呢，全部是一样的。
When you know all the things as the same thing at the time, your understanding is very deep at the time.
如果你看外面的外境的事物呢，全部都一样的话呢，那么到时呢，你的智慧呢，是很崇高的。
Buddha is the one who has realized the Dharma, the truth.
那么佛陀你讲，如果你能见到这个真理呢，你就是说你了解到本真的佛法。
The truth here means ultimate truth.
所谓的这个高深的佛法呢，就是所谓的究竟法。
The purpose of practicing meditation is to know the ultimate truth.
那么我们来禅修呢的目的呢，也就是要看到所谓的究竟法。
There are things that we can see with our naked eyes in this world.
那么通过这个禅修呢，才能见到所谓的究竟法。
There are also many small bacteria that you can't see with your naked eye.
我在这个空间呢，也是有很多的细菌呢，也是我们的肉眼看不到的。
Do you believe there are many small bacteria in our surrounding?
你们相信吗？我们的周围呢，存着很多的细菌。
Why do you believe?
为什么我们会相信呢？
Have you ever seen them?
你有看到他们吗？
Even though you haven't seen, why do you believe in it?
虽然你没有看过它，为什么你会相信呢？
Because.You depend on the scientists, those who have discovered them.
因为科学家他们有做这个研究，有这个报告给我们知道。
Scientists, they see these small bacteria, not with their naked eyes, through microscope.
那么科学家们呢，也是不能用这个肉眼来看到这个细菌，他们是需要用那个显微镜 microscope 来看到它。
Microscope can shine you to see a small bacteria, what you cannot see with your naked eyes.
那个显微镜呢，它可以看到很小的、很微小的细菌，是我们肉眼所看不到的。
So small bacteria are beyond our naked eyes.
那个很微小的那个细菌呢，是已经超越所谓我们的肉眼是看不到的。
In the same way, the Dharma penetrated by the Buddha is beyond our naked eyes.
同样的，一样的佛法也是由我们这个肉眼呢。 戴面法来看呢是看不到的。
So to know and to see the truth, what is beyond our naked eye, we need an instrument.
那么我们要看到这个细菌，这个究竟法呢，与我们这个肉眼是看不到的。那么我们需要一样的工具。
Do you know what that instrument is?
那么什么是它的工具呢？
Is there anybody who knows it?
有谁知道？
Microscope called concentration.
那么这个 microscope 呢，显微镜呢，就比如我们的 concentration 就是定力。
So microscope called concentration can shine you to see the truth, what is beyond your naked eye.
那么我们的这个concentration 的定力呢，就好像 microscope 一样。可以看到这个所谓的究竟法。
Because of this reason, the Buddha said, Bhikkhu, develop concentration. The one who is concentrated knows and sees things as they really are.
所以呢，佛陀呢就教导我们，要通过这个定力呢，才能来观来看我这个真理。
I will repeat it. Bhikkhu, develop concentration. The one who is concentrated knows and sees things as they really are.
佛陀说呢，比丘们呢，因为有这个定力呢，我们才能看到所谓的究竟法。
You want to know the truth as they really are?
你们要知道吗？什么是真理？什么是真正的真理
？If you want to know what do you need，
那么如果你们要知道，你们需要什么
？Concentration，
就是所谓的 concentration， 定力。
In opposite, if we say the one who is not concentrated。Will not know, will not see the truth as they really are.
那么相反的，如果一个人没有所谓的定力呢，他就不能看到所谓的究竟法。
If someone says, without concentration, without having developed concentration, one can know, one can see the truth as they really are.Is it possible?
如果有人说，不需要培育这个禅定的定力，那么也能看到所谓的究竟法真理，那么这否是否是可能的呢
？Who are you, the one who want to follow the words of the Buddha, the one who want to follow?Modern teachers, those who don't follow the words of the Buddha.
那么你们是要跟这位师父这位人所讲的，还是要跟我们正等正觉的佛陀所讲
？Who are you?
你是谁
？Do you know who you are?
你知道你是谁吗？
I think you know who you are.
我想你知道你是谁。
You should be the one who follow the words of the Buddha, not of anybody.
然后你是那位所谓的跟佛陀的教法去修行的人。
If I don't say the words of the Buddha, you don't need to listen to me too.
如果我现在讲的不是佛陀所讲的佛法呢，那么你们不需要跟从或者听从我所讲的。
Buddha, before He took final nibbana. He reminded all his bhikkhus how to choose the right teaching. Buddha said, if one Mahathera, very well-known Mahathera, said that, what I am now telling you is what I have from the Buddha. One very well-known Mahathera told that, what I am teaching all of you now is what I heard directly from the Buddha.
有位长老他说呢，我现在所教你们的那个修行的方法呢，是我直接听从这个圆满真界的佛陀。
If very well-known Mahathera to all of you, what will you do?
那么因为Mahathera很尊敬很高崇的那个是跟佛陀的教法来走。
Buddha said, even though very well-known monk or Mahathera told you that what I'm teaching you is what I heard directly from the Buddha, don't be in a hurry to accept it or to reject it. Compare his words with my teaching. Only when it is in accordance with the teachings of the Buddha, only at that time, please accept it.
虽然是说有些长老呢，他们有讲佛法，讲的是说，师父很对这样，但是也不要身为弟子们，也不需要直接就是接受他们。我们要跟所谓的米迦那个经历，章男来看来比较，那如果是符合的，那么我们才跟从。
This is the principle to choose the teaching of the Buddha.
这样呢，才是正确的方法。
So now, all of you heard the words of the Buddha. What the Buddha said, bhikkhu, develop concentration. The one who is concentrated knows and sees things as they really are.
所以呢，佛陀讲呢，我们要有镇定啊，有 concentration 呢，才能看到真实的事。
And Buddha continued his talk. Bhikkhu, what will you know and see if you develop concentration?
那么佛陀有讲，好像如果没有这个真定呢，那么你能看到不能看到真理的意思。
So Buddha said, Buddha gave an answer. The one who is concentrated will know, will see the Four Noble Truths.
那么如果有真谛，那么才能看到所谓的四圣谛。
Do you know what the Four Noble Truths are?
你们知道吗？什么是四圣谛？
What is the first truth?
第一个义是什么?
The suffering. The second one, the origin of suffering. The third one, the cessation of suffering. And the fourth one, the way leading to the cessation of suffering.
四圣谛呢，第一个义就是苦谛。 第二个呢是寂谛，寂谛是苦的原因。第三个是灭谛，灭谛是灭苦。那么第四呢是灭苦的方法，所谓的八正道。These
four noble truths are the truths what is beyond our negative mind.
那么这四圣谛呢，就是说呢，我们的肉眼呢是看不到的。
Only when you fix the microscope called concentration, at that time you will know, you will see the four noble truths.
那么只有通过那个镇定呢，才能看到。才能明白这四圣谛。
For that reason, in this retreat, I'm going to teach all of you the true teachings of the Buddha.
所以这个原因呢，在我在这个禅修营呢，要教你们佛陀所教的佛法。
As I told all of you, the purpose of practicing meditation is to know the truth.
我就是所谓的要practice meditation 是禅修静坐来讲呢，就是要了解这个四圣谛。
In other words, simply to say, the purpose of practicing meditation is training of the mind.
还有另外一种讲法呢，就是说我们禅修呢，就是训练我们的心。
The one who has successfully trained his mind or her mind is the one who has penetrated the truth.
一个人呢，如果有禅修定力呢，那么能train他的 mind 呢，就是说训练他的心呢。得到培育训练的心呢，才能看到真实法。
And also Buddha said, it appeared in the Anguttara Nikaya.
还有佛陀在讲经，在这个 Anguttara Nikaya 里面讲到。
I see no other single thing, which is as dangerous as untrained mind.
佛陀在这个经典里面讲呢，他说最危险，没有其他任何事情比这个事更危险。如果是没有 trained mind， 就是没有训练的心。
Untrained mind is indeed, untrained mind is indeed very dangerous mind。
所以这个没有经过修炼修行的心呢，是非常危险的。
Who are you?
你是谁？
The one who has trained already, or the one who has not yet trained?
你是那个已经有训练修行的心的人，还是那个没有经过修炼心的人？
Do you know who you are?
你知道你是谁吗？
No answer. No answer.
没有答案。
So today, I'm going to teach all of you how to train your mind.
所以今天呢，才都讲了，他要教大家怎样去训练这个心。
In our life as a human, sometimes we train others.
在我们的生活中，身为这个人呢。
Sometimes we are trained by others.
有时我们是trained by others 是其他人可能不同方式的修行法。
Among all the training, this training is the most important training. It is the training of the mind.
种种的那个修行方法啊，那么最重要、最殊胜的修行方法呢？就是修行我们的心。
Trained mind is tamed mind.
那么修行这个我们的心呢，就是使我们的心tamed mind 就是平静下来。
Untrained mind is untamed mind.
那么修行的心呢，也就是说没有肮脏的心。
Who are you? Today, the question, who are you, is very, very important for all of you. I'm asking again and again because I want all of you to know who you are. Untrained mind is very dangerous mind.
没有经过啊修行的心呢，没有经过培育的心呢，是非常危险的心。
So today or tomorrow morning, you will know, you will practically see how difficult to train your mind.
那么今天呢，是明天呢，你就会发现到我们的心呢是不容易。训练或者修行给他平静的。
Who are you? The one who wants to do easy things or the one who wants to do difficult things?
你是谁？你是那个要做容易的事情的人，还是要做难的事情的人？
Who are you? Buddha said.Easy to do is what is unbeneficial for oneself. Difficult to do is what is beneficial for oneself. Buddha said, easy to do is what is unbeneficial for oneself. Difficult to do is what is beneficial for oneself.
那么应该是大概讲是说一般上如果要做那个不好不善业呢是很容易的，那么如果要做善业要修行呢会是比较困难的。
Who do you want to be? Who do you want to be?
你要是怎样啊？你要成为怎样的人？
The oneI believe all of you want to do what is beneficial for yourself. I believe all of you want to do beneficial for yourself.
我相信呢，大家呢都是要做有意义的事情给自己。
Which is more easier, watching television and watching inbreath and outbreath?
哪一个比较容易啊？如果看电视啊，还是看那个我们观我们的呼吸
？You know which one is more difficult?
你知道哪个会比较辛苦、比较难
？Which one do you prefer doing in your life?
那么你希望在生活上要做怎样
？I believe you know who you are.Now, from today on, you need to change your way of life. Only then, you will be the one who are doing for the benefit of yourself.
然后从今天开始呢，你要改变你的生活，你要做一些有意义对你本身的事。
What I understand, even though people, they are talking, they are saying, they are speaking, I'm the one who are doing for the benefit of myself, I do believe. Many of, almost all the people in the world, they are not really for the benefit of themselves. They are mostly doing what is not beneficial for themselves.
在这个世界上呢，很多人都说他做的事情是为自己的利益而去做的，但是才都讲了，他相信呢，一般上所做的事情呢，都不是真正呢对本身有利益的。
I want all of you to be the one who do for the benefit of oneself, really.
在这呢，他希望他要呢，我们呢做任何事情呢，都是对我们本身有真正的利益的。
Do you see it?
你明白吗？
Yes. You are not really doing for the benefit of your life until this age. You should do what is really beneficial, even though it is difficult.
所以呢，就是我们尽量要去做有意义的事情，对我们本身。虽然说呢，它是比较困难、比较辛苦的。
I will repeat it. The train, the purpose of practicing meditation is training of the mind.
我们的禅修呢，我们的这个静坐呢，是为了训练我们这个心。
Among all the trainings, the training of the mind is the most difficult training.
这种种的世间上的那个修行或者训练呢，那么最难训练的是我们这颗心。
As the Buddha said, difficult to do is what is beneficial for oneself. That those, the wise.Who want to really do for the benefit of themselves, they do practice what is difficult, the training of the mind.
佛陀也是有讲过呢，那么要对自己有利益的东西要去做，要去训练呢，是比一般上所谓另一种对本身没有利益那种训练呢是难的。
So, how to train the mind?
那么现在我们要了解，要怎样去训练我们这颗心。
Today, I will introduce all of you how to train the mind through practicing mindfulness of breathing meditation.
今天呢，主要要介绍。怎样什么方式呢来训练我们这个心
To train the mind Buddha taught 40 types of meditation objects
佛陀呢有教呢40种的那个meditation objects 是业处
Mindfulness of breathing meditation is one among them.
那么安般念呢就是 mindfulness of meditation 的 breathing 呢就是其中的40种的其中一种。
At Pa'ak main center in Myanmar, meditators, those who could train mindfulness of breathing meditation successfully,If they have time, we continue teaching them for the rest of the 39 types of samatha meditation objects, almost all of them.
Chao Pao, Sai Don, the center 那边，如果一位禅修者呢，他修这个阿那巴那萨蒂呢，如果修得好呢，他本身也是有时间的话呢，其他的业处呢。也是会教导他的。
Those who have no much time, after they have successfully trained their mind through practicing mindfulness of breathing meditation, we taught them insight meditation, vipassana.
那如果一位禅修者呢，他不是有很多的时间呢、啊，他在修这个安般念的时候很成功的话呢？接下来就是教导他 Vipassana 就是观禅。
So Buddha taught Sila, Samadhi and Panya.
佛陀教呢戒、定、慧。
So now, before Dharma talk, you all took 8 precepts.
来呢，大家呢都有持这个啊法界，在没有开始这个达摩道之前。
Now is the time to teach all of you the second training, the training of concentration, samadhi.
现在呢，才要是说要教导大家呢，这个 concentration, 定哦 samadhi。
How to practice mindfulness of breathing meditation?
怎样使用我们的观这个禅修这个呼吸的禅修的方法
？Now we are going to practice mindfulness of breathing meditation to develop concentration.
现在我们大家要教我们怎样去观这个呼吸来。训练我们的正念。
First of all, I want to suggest how to sit.
开始呢，才要教我们要如何坐，坐姿态。
According to my teaching experience, many foreigners they like sitting. They like using half lotus posture.
他要说根据他的经验呢，很多外国人呢喜欢盘坐呢，所谓的半盘腿啊，一个腿在另外一个腿上。
Some they like full lotus.
还有其他呢是喜欢呢双盘。
But.If you are going to develop concentration, you need more comfortable posture.
但是如果你静坐比较深的定的话呢，你需要比较舒适的坐姿。
Almost all the meditators who went to practice in part of main center in Myanmar, I told all of them to change their sitting posture.
很多禅修者在塔奥山的那边呢，塞洛有叫他们改他的那个坐禅的那个姿势。
Now also all of you, for the development of concentration, and for the convenience of your practice, and for the good in the long-term practice, you should choose simple posture.
来到说呢，为了我们以后长久要禅修，以及能使我们禅修有所进步呢，那么最好是用自由式的那个盘坐。
It is not half lotus. It is not full lotus. Just keeping your leg back and front.
那么就是好像来到坐这样啊，只是。所谓的自由是也不是单盘，也不是双盘。
So back and front, so left or right, any way you can keep.
你的左脚在一边，还是右脚另外一边呢？是自由你放的。
Also another suggestion, if you are going to sit, if you sit on something high, it is good.Under your buttock, if you put something high, this way, it is better.
那么，如果你在你的骨上呢，放高一点呢，是比较适合的，比较舒适。
What is the reason? Buddha instructed us to keep the body straight when we are going to practice meditation.
这样做上去呢，我们的身体呢。最主要是能治的，我们身体中最主要是能治。
If you sit on the same level, your body bends for a little bit. So you need to make an effort to be able to keep the body straight.
如果你只是平坐啊，没有高起来一点呢、啊，那么你的身体要治呢，你需要用一点力才能把它治起来，那么就没有这样舒适。
If you put something under your buttock, two or three fingerly high. You will see your body erects by itself.
那么你坐高一点呢，就是说你的身体呢就很自然的，很自己的。
So you don't need to make an effort for keeping your body straight.
你不需要用力的去把你的身体弄直。
After this, what about your hand? Just keep on your leg.
那么过后呢，你们的手呢，好像才都是放的，是放在前面。
Anyway, see, some they like putting on the knee.
有些喜欢放在膝盖上。
But in the long run, this one is the best.
啊，如果长期的静坐呢，啊，才到说放在前面呢，手放在前面会比较好的。
Now you know which posture to use. Another one. How to start mindfulness of breathing meditation.So when we are going to practice mindfulness of breathing meditation, you should be aware of the breath around here.
才到说我们要观这呼吸呢，刚才他有示范说我们的鼻孔的周围这边。
Some it is clear somewhere around the nostril.
那么你会发现到在某一个点呢是比较明显的。
Some it is clear on the upper lip.
那么有些会比较清楚那个 upper lip 那边啊上面，总之那个点呢是你会发现哪一个比较清楚了，你就关哪一个点。
For beginners, they are not sure where it is clear. For that reason, I suggest all the beginners just to observe the breath around here.
那么他说初学者呢，因为可能会感觉到哪一个点比较明显啊，那么就观整个鼻子啊的那个周围。
After that, wherever you feel around here, somewhere around the nostril or on the upper lip.You can focus there.
那如果你发现到哪里关比较明显呢，你就可以从那边你就关那个比较明显的那个点。
When you breathe in, it touches somewhere around here.
那么当你在呼吸的时候，那个空气呢，它一定有碰到你的鼻子的某个方面，某个皮肤那边。
When you breathe out, it touches somewhere around here too.
所以你在呼出的时候，也是同样的，它还是会碰到某个点比较明显。
You need to focus on the breath from where it is touching.
那么你需要关注，你要关的地方就是说，那个风啊进出，它是到的那个点到那个碰到触到那个地方。那个地方呢比较明显的，你要关那边。
Your emphasis should be on the breath, not on the touch.
你的 concentration 就是你的 focus 呢，应该是那个空气，不是那个touch 那个触啊的。
You are going to focus on the breath from where it is touching that you may notice or you may feel the touch a little bit.It doesn't matter. Only not to emphasize focusing on the touch, on the breath. You are going to focus on the breath from where it is touching that you can't avoid feeling the touch or the sensation, but your emphasis must be on the breath only.
在呼吸的时候，呼进出哦，你会你重要是关 你 focus 在你的那个碰到的点啊，但是不要所谓人啊，还是这的那种关注在那个人这。
你明白吗？If you understand, it is good. One thing, when you are going to practice mindfulness of breathing meditation, you need to focus on the breath naturally, not purposely.
那么在观这个呼吸的时候，我们要放自然，不能说比较造作的给它快慢。
This is very important.If you breathe purposely, strongly, obviously, you can know the breath easily, but you can never succeed in your practice.
如果你是用比较用力的比较快你能感觉到比较明显，但是你用这种方式呢是不能发展或者成功。
What do you think?Purposely breathing, focus on the breath by breathing purposely, and focus on the natural breath, which is more easier.
你们认为用力的、故意的做它呼吸慢快，还是说放自然的比较容易？
Breathing purposely is easier.But it is not beneficial. That's why, please don't do that way.
用力的用呼吸呢是比较容易看到明显，但是呢它是没有利益的。
So when you breathe in, focus in there, note in. When you breathe out, focus in there, note out mentally.
那么你呼出的呼进的时候，你若呼进，你呼出的时候，你要知道呼出。
How can we develop concentration?
怎样才能使我们的培育我们的精力
？If we can develop one-pointed mind on one object, we can develop concentration.
如果我们的心呢可以focus 到一个点上呢，那么这样呢就是培育我们的定力。
That's why we all need to develop one-pointed mind on one object.
所以我们就是要培育我们的心呢，在一个点上呢就是一心心。
Train mind means the mind that can direct to the object.They want.
我们的 mind 啊，我们的心会
Train mind means the mind that can direct to the object they want, and to the mind that can sustain to the object they want.
训练我们的心啊，就是说我们的心。能停在一个object 一样东西上，就是我们的呼吸啊，我们能停在好像我们风或我们的鼻子那个点上，就是催眠我们的 mind。
Which mind do you want?
我们要什么心呢？
I believe you all want the mind that has been.
我们好相信我们要的是一个有训练的那个心。
For that reason, sometimes when wandering thoughts arise, at that time, please don't follow wandering thoughts. Please don't pay attention wandering thoughts.
所以呢。如果我们的个妄念呢，那个杂念起的时候呢，我们不要跟着它去，我们要拉回来我们的呼吸。
If you are going to pay attention or follow wandering thoughts, there will be no one-pointed mind on one object.
那如果我们一直随着我们的妄念去呢，那么我们就没有所谓的妄的 mind， 就是一静的心。
For that reason, whenever wandering thoughts arise, focus back on the in-breath and out-breath as quick as possible.
所以就是这样的情形呢，凡是妄念起的时候呢，我们尽量快的拉回来观回我们的呼吸。
Maybe among all of you, those who have paid attention to the wandering thoughts, whenever wandering thoughts, thinking in this way, there may be those. They are the same with me. I have done it this way before too. But when I came to know what the Buddha taught, at that time, I stopped doing that one. That's why I suggest all of you not to do now. Only when you develop concentration, you will know what the Buddha meant to pay attention, how to pay attention to the wandering thoughts.
才能讲大概意思是说，有些人呢是妄念起的时候呢，他一直有 label， 他就是说，叮叮啦。但是才能说呢，这是不是好的方法了，应该是说只是拉回来观呼吸。
Yes, Buddha said, when you are walking, do know that you are walking. When you are thinking, do know that you are thinking. But to which extent you need to understand. Only after you develop concentration, you will understand what the Buddha said. Without concentration, if you do just superficial only, you can never penetrate the ultimate truth.
才说他的意思说呢，我们如果说叮叮 walking 来讲啊，但是如果没有真正呢有这个定力很好啦，是不能真正看到这些叮叮啊或者 walking 啊，真正需要的，总之需要是要有好的那个定力。
We teach meditators only when they have developed concentration.
那么需要重要是要能有这个好的定力。
Okay, now, another thing is, after 20 or 30 minutes, you may feel pain or numb, either left or right side of your knee. After 20 or 30 minutes, you may feel pain or numb, either left or right side of your knee.
20分钟还是半小时呢？我们可能我们腿啊，左脚还是右脚呢，会有点麻痛。
Initially, it is a little bit. Just ignore. Focus on the breath. If you can maintain focusing on the breath continuously longer time, the pain feeling will reduce by itself.
好，如果这样情形呢，我们不要去管那个痛啊，还是麻。那么我们观回我们的呼吸，当我们的呼吸呢观的比较好或者比较进步的时候呢，那个痛的麻呢会慢慢的减少。
If you can focus very well, the pain or numb feeling may disappear.
如果你的定力好，你观了正念，定力好的话呢，你那个痛呢它就会不见了。
If you can't focus well, it will become stronger.
那么，如果你不能观那个呼吸观得好呢，你的那个痛呢会越来越明显。
When it disturbs your focusing on the breath, at that time, you should change your sitting posture.
然后我们要注意我们的坐姿那个姿态。
Suppose if you sit this way,
You can change.
Do you get?
你可以改你的那个做的姿态呀，如果啊很不舒适。
Sitting, standing, lying, walking, in every four postures, you should always keep focusing on the breath as much as you can.
在行住坐卧呢。我们都要观我们的呼吸。
你明白吗？ Okay, so I think it is enough for all of you today. Is there any questions?
在到说呢，今晚就讲到这里。那么大家有什么问题呢？可以发问。
Any questions? If there is no questions, okay. Sleeping time or sleeping time?
Sir, this would be the one question to ask. We're not feeling well, the running nose, stuck. So how to focus on mindfulness of breathing?
When running nose, it is difficult to practice anapana meditation.But you should take care of that one. But one.
She means that like allergic always morning and running nose. Morning, every morning.
Every morning. For a long time.Short time. Oh, it is okay. At that time, I suggest you to radiate later. So, you know how to radiate later? Yes, I will teach all of you. So this is a good question for all of you.You all should know how to radiate metta too. So when you start to down, if your mind is calm already, you can strictly focus on the breath.
如果你在静坐时候呢你一坐下来呢，你呢已经很平静的心了，那么你直接可以观这个呼吸。
Calm mind is ready for meditation practice。
那个一个比较平静的心呢，就是有了那个准备的那个心去做的观呼吸。
Calm mind can make you know natural breathing。
然后平静的心呢，能使我们很自然的呼吸。
If your mind is active, you cannot focus on the natural breath.
那我如果你的心比较乱这样，你就不能自然的观这个呼吸。
That's why you can straightly start your anapana meditation. But if you notice your mind is not calm, you should develop calmness of the mind.As a good preparation for your mindfulness of breathing meditation.
一般上如果你的心一有平静的那个条件呢，你有去直接可以观这个呼吸啊。如果没有呢，就比较难观这个呼吸。
First, pay attention one step. Wishing one step to be well and happy.Radiate metta oneself.
那么要做这个慈悲观呢？如果我们心比较乱呢，要做这个慈悲观，开始呢是希望自己呢 well and happy， 就是说健康快乐。
May I be well and happy? May I be well and happy for a while?
然后你就这样的观哦， 希望我健康快乐，希望我健康快乐，一段时间。
You should do naturally, mindfully.
那么你要做的很自然，要有正念的这样做。
After that, pay attention to someone you respect.
那么过后呢，你要做一个观，给对方呢你尊敬的人。
For female meditators, should pay attention to female respective person. For male respective person.
然后我们要观我们所尊敬的人也是所谓的那个健康快乐。
Wishing him or her to be well and happy, radiate metta towards him or her. May she be well and happy, or may he be well and happy, naturally, mindfully.
然后就是要观一段时间，希望对方呢健康快乐，希望对方健康快乐。
By doing so, after a certain time, you may notice your mind becomes calm.
那么这样做呢，你会发现到经过这样做之后呢，我们的心呢会比较平静下来。
When you notice your mind is calm at that time, you should start aware of the breath around here. Because your mind is calm, you know the natural breath.
经过你的心比较平静了，那么你就可以开始呢观你的呼吸。
So when you know the breath, focus there as it is naturally.
自然的观。
It is a good preparation for those who are going to practice Anapana meditation.
持悲观呢是一个很好的那个方式，在没有做这个观这个呼吸之前。
Every beginning of the sitting, before focusing on the breath, all of you should do it.
在没有开始观这个呼吸之前呢，大家呢都应该做这个慈悲观。
For about the one who is running nose and say it's done, you can do.
如果流鼻涕啊，要等个鼻涕啊几秒，那么才做这个鼻涕。
Any more questions? Through nostril, not through your mouth. If you open your mouth, you can never develop deep concentration.
Okay?不能使我们的那个定力发展起来。
Any more questions? I think.If the pain or numb disturbs your focusing at that time, you should change. Disturb me. If it becomes stronger, if you want to focus on the breath, you need to breathe purposely, strongly to know the breath against the pain. That's why you should not do that thing. It disturbs your natural focusing. At that time, you should change your sitting posture.
这位师兄说，如果他是问说脚很痛啊，那么光呼吸啊也是不能啊，那么非常痛啊， 是否是要改变我们做的姿态呢？才老师说要这样做，要改那个姿态才能呢，因为已经干扰到我们要观呼吸。
Okay. Have a good sitting or have a good rest tonight. Yes.
Shemmy.
So we were Shemmy's done today. We were Shemmy. After me, idam vipuyam, asavakayam, vahamhotu, idam vipuyam, nibbanassa, pachayo.Jesus, Jesus, 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 Jesus